At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I mean, that's a bad shot. I don't care what anybody says, that's a bad shot. But that story won't be told that it was a bad shot.
Tied at 115, Brown rising to the feet. George will defend Lillard.
After a week of sports that could drive a sane person crazy, two men arrive in the wee hours of a Sunday to provide clarity, truth, and questionable sports takes.
Spread floor, Lillard with 47 tonight. Working it down to 2-1, a deep three.
Oh!
This is Sports Sunday.
Blazers win the series, a walk-off three from Lillard.
A recap of the sports week, a preview of today's games, and next week's big stories.
Damian Lillard from way downtown.
Now, here are Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher with Sports Sunday on the Odyssey app and 1080.
I mean, that's a bad shot.
The Fan.
Welcome in Sports Sunday, Joe Fisher, Rashad Taylor, Jordan Schultz across the glass. What is good, fellas? I'm not wearing pants. Wearing shorts, actually. Oh. Let me finish. But if I was wearing pants, my sports pants would be bursting at the seams right now because...
sports chubby.
Dude, there's just so much going on. I don't want to dive right into it, but I mean, I think we should start here. Is what socks I'm wearing today. My stone cold Steve Austin socks.
Very good.
Because not only today, but this entire weekend, WrestleMania, and our listeners just got cut in half.
Woo! Yeah.
I hope not.
If you can't get jacked up for WrestleMania, then like, what are we doing here?
Hey, Colin Coward was there. And then I think he left like halfway through.
Stephen A. was there. I mean, it was a long ass show.
Well,
last night.
Colin Coward, it was hilarious. I saw him tweet that he was there, and he was like right behind the Spanish announce table, like right behind it. I saw him on the broadcast, and then towards the end of it, I was like, I don't see Coward there anymore.
No.
I gotta get out of here. I gotta beat this LA traffic.
That sounds like Colin Cowherd.
I got another show to go to.
Wait, hold on. Doesn't Cowherd have like helicopter money at this point? Matt Lauer, when he was on the Today Show, he would, from his Long Island digs, would get flown in on helicopter to avoid the New York traffic every day. Why doesn't Cowherd do that?
Well, in Portland, I think he has helicopter money. You got to think in like Southern California.
No, he's paid. I mean, talking about one of the biggest television personalities, you know, or radio personalities, period.
Yeah, he's getting, at least.
If Stephen A is getting, 30? Man, Cowherd's getting a
little bit. How many people there do you
20?
Think? Yeah. Again, we're in LA. How many people down there do you think had helicopter service at SoFi Stadium? I mean, we're talking
everybody
LA.
In that front row.
That's what I'm saying.
Everyone in that front row. Because also, Stephen A. Smith was there. So, I mean, so you're talking about big money, and he gave a quick interview at the pre-show, so.
I don't think Cowherd's helicoptering out of WrestleMania.
I don't know.
I don't think he's going to the helipad.
Now, do I think he has a full-time helicopter? No. However, is he just kind of, man, I think Cowherd has $3,500 to pay for a helicopter, right?
It's 100% a phone call away.
I'm not trying to turn the mood, but I actually do think you bring up L.A. It's like, oh, do people take helicopters less because of Kobe Bryant, rest in peace?
That's a... I think it's still a fear for
yeah,
people.
I bet it is.
Yeah.
So,
over those mountains, like when you live towards Calabasas and stuff like that, if you've ever been to like LA California outside of, you know, the city, like, man, it's, you know, that can be scary.
Just check the weather. And we get our first text in. Hey, Portland gets the first SmackDown after Mania. Yes, text line. You're absolutely correct. We do. And we're going to have a little more on that later in the show. But yeah, WrestleMania was last night. And say what you want about wrestling. The stars were out yesterday. I mean, Snoop Dogg was there. What is it? That's Jake Paul that was out there.
Logan Paul.
Logan Paul.
One of the Pauls.
The cooler one. The better one.
The cooler one. The less annoying one.
Is one really better than the other?
Yeah, Logan is way less annoying. Has a pretty cool podcast that's, you know, pretty funny.
Yeah, Jake is the obnoxious one. He's insufferable. But
Logan, I'll say this for Logan Paul. Man, that kid can wrestle.
Dude, he can.
That kid, he's really, 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 really freaking good.
Pat McAfee shows up and damn near breaks his neck. Not only does Pat McAfee show up, George Kittle, who was at ringside, he jumps over the barrier and he gets involved and throws a clothesline to The Miz.
Man, Bad Bunny?
And I called it. They showed George Kittle earlier in the WrestleMania. And they were like, oh, George Kittle's there. I was like, he's going to be in wrestling at some point.
Remember, Gronk, a few years ago, same thing. Sitting front row, got antagonized by somebody, decided to jump the barricade. But here's the cool part. If you go back and watch the clip, he jumps the barricade and the security lady instantly rushes over to him like, what are you doing? And Gronk's kind of like, no, I'm part of the show. Like,
it's part of it.
Get out of the way. And so you see all these WWE officials come up to the security like, no, we're good. Back up. Let him do his thing. But
it's all part of the thing.
No, man, it's all part of the thing. Like, there are so many celebrities that were there last night. And that's usually what WrestleMania is. Like, the first WrestleMania ever, Muhammad Ali was the referee. For the match between
that's awesome.
For the match between Hulk Hogan and Mr. T. against Roddy Piper and who was it? Bob Orton, you know, Randy Orton's dad. So, like, the stars have always come out.
I think Mike Tyson showed up one year.
Man, Mike Tyson was there, you know, one year. Lawrence Taylor wrestled Bam Bam Bigelow one year. Anybody remember that?
They showed Lawrence it on TV. Taylor, LT.
Lawrence Taylor, LT, wrestled Bam Bam Bigelow, and they showed it on TV. It was such a huge thing. I remember they put it on Fox. Instead of it being on pay-per-view, they put the whole pay-per-view on, you know, normal pay-per-view, you know, channels. And then they put those last two main events, but one of them was Lawrence Taylor against Bam Bam Bigelow, and like a whole bunch of his Hall of Fame teammates and stuff were there. It's pretty cool.
Can we agree? I did see that Kittle clip circulating on Twitter this morning, and it gave me a laugh, but it did give me this thought as well. it doesn't matter. I'm, you know, this poor chubby dude here up in the Pacific Northwest, but if Kittle were not a rich football player, dude would have no play in this world, right? Because he is an ugly dude. Sorry. Right, can we just...
He's going... Okay, I see what Ari... Well, Jordan, this has been proven time and time again that, you know...
Obviously, it doesn't matter, but when you look at the guy, sans all that, it's like...
Well, he is, you know, also, what, like 6'4", 6'5", 265?
Yeah, he's got
that, that'll get him a 7 automatically.
He's got an all-American jaw. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's real, real square.
Larry,
you know?
Bird jaw, is that what you're saying?
You know, no, not so much Larry, but more like a Tom Brady-esque, you know, kind of jawline.
Hey, jawline, yeah,
like,
yeah, I get it.
That's important, you know, for a lot of people. He's got, like, he's like handsome Squidward.
NFL.
What?
You know that?
I know the meme. I know the meme.
Yeah, if you go look
up,
handsome Squidward, that's what he looks like.
George Kittle, the NFL player, is definitely pulling tens. George Kittle, as he is without the NFL, probably six to sevens.
Okay.
There are some 6 to 7s, if they dress it up, can be a 7.5.
There you go.
8.
Yeah. Jordan, you open this can of worms, okay?
No, that's fine. I'm good with it. I just like, if George Kittle were a bartender,
listen,
it wouldn't be as easy.
Andrew Wiggins. Andrew Wiggins is going through, potentially going through a situation, we don't know, allegedly, that, you know, his lady, baby mom.
But what is it? It's not a situation. It's an entanglement.
Yeah, well, I mean, is
an
it?
Imperial
isn't that what Jada Pinkett Smith calls it? An entanglement?
It is. That's just a fancy way of saying cheating, you know, or
so,
whatever.
So, Will, how do you feel about me basically cheating on you? Explain your feelings, honey.
It's an entanglement.
That was the weirdest moment ever. But Andrew Wiggins, also not the most handsome fella in the world, you know, and his girlfriend or his wife or whatever, is not ugly.
People just catching strays on Sports Sunday.
Well, I'm just saying,
George Kittle, Andrew Wiggins.
And I'm like four, so I can't really be making any of these comments. What you have,
Jordan, is perspective. You know it is, you know, about yourself, you know, so that's okay if you can, you know, if you're willing to accept that part, you know, for you, and then you can talk about others. But man, it was a situation to where I guess his kid or kids may not be his and may be his best friends. And I kind of saw the best friend and was like,
man,
it's like the best friend, I mean, a little more better, a little better looking, you know, for being honest, than Wiggins is. So a lot of these guys in the NBA, have you seen Bol Bol? Just being real. You seen what Bol Bol looks like?
He's a handsome fella.
You know, a lot of girls.
Good looking dude.
A lot of girls waiting at his hotel room.
A lot of girls want that gravy train.
Listen. Absolutely. So, thanks.
Dear God.
The difference is.
What? They want
girls,
that money gravy
rich,
train.
Oh, okay. Thing is,
rich, that's what I'm referring to.
Rich
I'm talking about the.
Would never go for a wads four, of money. 4 to 5.
I was like, gosh, get the dumb bun out. Gravy
no.
train. What are you talking about?
Get your head out of the gutter, man. It is way too late on a Sunday morning for you to be thinking like this.
Too early. Too early.
The TV still not work.
They do. You just gotta be smarter than the TV, my man.
What the hell, man? So just turning it on isn't
enough.
You'll get it.
There's a lot going on though in sports. I mean, obviously WrestleMania, that is you know, that's clearly the forefront of everybody's mind.
You son of a bitch! Why? Tell me why.
Jim Ross.
Gotta love good old JR.
JR is so good. The Texas rattlesnake doesn't think. He is so good. God. All right, but we should we tell him?
I think we should start with that.
Should we tell the folks what's going on today? Okay. At 10 o'clock, we're going to have our interview with WWE superstar Xavier Woods. Boom. Right there.
WrestleMania.
It's WrestleMania. WrestleMania day for y'all. As the text line said, Portland is getting the first SmackDown after Mania. Which is huge. Yeah, that's a big deal. Rashad, you would have to tell me if there's ever been a bigger WWE event that
has come to
Portland. Like, no pay-per-views that I remember.
We've had pay-per-views. Let's say we had one of the greatest matches between Shawn Michaels and Chris Jericho, No Mercy, which was awesome. That was here. We've had some Raws. I think we've had the Hulk Hogan celebration here. So the Hulkster was here. The NWO was here. The Rock was here one time.
But you're saying that this is bigger.
But the WrestleMania is the end of the wrestling season.
Yeah,
this is the Super Bowl. This is everybody's biggest payday if you're a professional wrestler, right? So if you're on the show, you're getting a nice check for WrestleMania. The next nights are like the start of the new season, right? So Raw, usually you get some huge comeback from somebody. Somebody gets called up from the lower level, a big signing that hasn't debuted yet. So that's when all those guys come. And SmackDown, same thing. You know, guys come back and or guys come in for the first time, new debuts of people. So it can be pretty, pretty cool. Teams break up, teams form, all that type of stuff. Big surprises. So it's
drama.
Super dope.
Drama.
I think you will both love this question. Do you think that event here in Portland will be the biggest event to ever happen to this point in Portland sports history? Because back in the 70s, you know, the NBA Finals weren't really that huge.
SmackDown?
Yeah, I'm serious, because Portland can't really draw that much.
Absolutely not. But
so, I don't know.
We've had a
tennis tournament here.
That it will sell out.
I don't know, man. We were a game away from the NBA Finals. Like, that Western Conference Finals, when, like, it was competitive, and, like, that was a pretty huge thing to happen in Portland. Like, I remember, I was in high school, I remember that whole, week and a half, you know, like.
No, I do too. But Rashad.
It was a crazy, crazy,
Rashad,
like, time.
This is the SmackDown after WrestleMania.
I mean, you might be right, though. You might be right. I'm trying to think of anything else, but no, as far as, like, a event at the Moda Center or anything. Like,
what,
outside
yeah,
of
maybe the text that, line. That's a good question.
Outside
to post
of that
the
game
text
six
line.
That the Blazers had?
Maybe outside of any Blazers thing, what is some of the bigger events that has ever happened at Moda/Rose Garden in the history of, because, I mean, I'm a youngin', I'm 31, So, like, the biggest event to me, like,
Dream Team played the exhibition here at the Coliseum.
Okay. See, but that's kind of okay. I feel like that's kind of necessitating the question because I'm building up SmackDown while I'm sort of maybe pulling Portland's sports lore down a little bit because we don't get like the big championship matches. We get the exhibition games. You know, we get the side stuff. So it kind of makes me wonder, hey, SmackDown, that might be a bigger thing here.
So yes, as mentioned, WWE superstar Xavier Woods, our interview with him at 10 o'clock, second hour, and he's awesome. I am a born-again wrestling fan, so I've had to learn a lot about these newer wrestlers. And Xavier Woods, the dude is, he's money. He's got it.
And he's super smart. He's got like a degree in psychology and like a master's in philosophy or something like that. Like, man, this dude is way smarter than I am.
So
for
good,
sure.
So good, dude. This is a day where I wish we had 3 hours because there is a lot to get to.
Absolutely.
We have March Madness. We had our one shining moment.
It's been madness.
Yesterday. Holy crap. And then one game that was just a team dominating the other. We have to get to the women's bracket because there is a star that has been born for the last few weeks and is now shining brighter than anybody else in college basketball. We had opening day, opening week in baseball. Maybe we get to that. New CBA in the NBA. There's going to be a midseason tournament probably. What the hell? Like, again, there's hopefully we can get to all of it. But I say we start next with the madness because, like I said, we had our one shining moment yesterday. Sound good to you?
I'm with it. Let's go.
All right. Cool. We start with the buzzer beater from San Diego State yesterday to get the big victory. Marcus Greaves, our boy, celebrating in the streets probably.
I'm sure you're celebrating in the streets because the sun came up in San Diego today, but that's a great reason to get out.
Waving his shirt around his head like a helicopter, Petey Pablo style.
A little help from the referees, but we'll get to that, right?
Maybe. Maybe.
Perhaps.
Go Aztecs. Go Pac-12. We start with that next here on Sports Sunday on 1080 The Fan.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're
listening to Sports Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
We're going all wrestling music today. Stone Cold Steve Austin entrance.
Everybody knows this theme. Whether you watch wrestling or not, you know this song.
Austin 316 said, I just whipped your ass.
There are college bands right now that play this song like during, you know, during football games and basketball games.
Pretty
stuff,
sure so. I've heard a DJ or two play this in a script club as well.
That's awesome.
Because they don't really know what it is.
Who's stripping to that? Like,
It sounds a little like Cherry Pie, so DJs are like, sure, put it on.
Can you put on the rock theme music, please, for her to dance to? I'd appreciate that.
There's one of them she could actually probably get down to.
What is it, Godfather's music?
No, the Hollywood rock is when he came back from...
Oh.
Yeah, that one goes. That bass line's like, ooh, that's fresh.
Oh, gosh. Well, we definitely had our Hollywood moment in college basketball yesterday. It was Florida Atlantic Owls versus the San Diego State Aztecs in the first game of the Final Four. And... basically, it was Florida Atlantic in that game. They were running things. In that first half, they were up double digits. San Diego State, as Marcus Greaves... well, no, we knew this. We've been watching San Diego State all year. We didn't need Marcus to tell us this. We know what that team was. They were very good defensively. And Florida Atlantic, they were making their shots. And so they got up, and you kind of had to worry about San Diego State, whether they were going to get back in that game because they're a defensive team and don't have much offense. And sure enough, they chip away. And you get to that last sequence of the game, which was a cluster F. But then you get to the final possession of San Diego State. And I believe the kid's name is Lamont Butler. He has the ball, dribbles to the right baseline. Clock is ticking down. 7, 6, 5, trying to find his opening, trying to find the pass. 4, 3, 2, buddy, you got to get a shot up or do something. Like, and sure enough, with 0.6 seconds left, that ball left his hands on a mid-range jumper on the right wing. Cash, nothing but net. San Diego State, who didn't lead the entire second half, takes the lead with no time left on the clock, and they win the game. And they're going to the national championship.
One shining moment. That's the one.
I said, dude, is
that's
like,
the one.
We got it. Yes. Like, say what you want about the teams that are in it, but that's what you want. That's what you always want in March Madness is those finishes. And thank God we got it in a Final Four.
And, you know, those are things that you practice. Those are things that when you're at the park or when you're in your driveway or when you're in your room and you're playing on your little basketball hoop. If you're me, it was a stretched out wire hanger with some socks. And just shooting at the wall.
But it was just like a brown, grocery bag, and then folded up so it stood up. And then aluminum foil ball. That's what I would do in the kitchen, ball in the kitchen when it was those rainy days out.
And, very good. You know, you find a way to get it in. But that's what you practice, right? 3, 2, 1, getting to that moment, shooting over somebody, and, you know, saying when it's Kobe or Jordan or something like that when it leaves. But that's what, you know, Lamont Butler hit one of the shots that, you know, we will be talking about for a long time. Remember a few years ago in the national championship for North Carolina, and I'm trying to remember who they played. Forgive me for that. I want to say it was Villanova.
Yeah.
But they hit that last second 3-point shot to win the game.
Chris Jenkins.
Like that almost like those are things that you remember forever, you know. And so Lamont Butler, and then you look at Lamont Butler's story. You know, his sister was murdered, you know, here not too long ago.
Damn.
He got that terrible news from his parents. So he's kind of feeling like, you know, she wasn't there to see. And that was his, you know, she helped out, like, and he had an angel on the side type thing. Now, I'm not sure how many people out there are really religious, but, you know, I can tell you it pays to believe in something, you know, maybe not what another person believes in, but something. And I feel like he thought that he had somebody and angels on his side. So it looked that way because
we've all seen Six Man. Okay.
Oh man. Hey man, we've seen Angels in the Outfield. If you don't like Angels in the Outfield, like, what's wrong with you? That's a great movie. Six Man is also a great movie. And so it looks like he had a little bit of that help today, but who would have thought that the Aztecs, San Diego State, would be on their way to the national championship? Like, I'm sure a lot of people's brackets were all effed up after like the third game.
Oh, two games into this tournament, my bracket was in the garbage. I'm like, there's no way I come out of this alive. Bloodbath. bloodbath.
But I want to know who's got the perfect bracket.
Hey, but, you know, go back to what Marcus said last week. Like, what did they finish in 2020? He said they were like 30-2 before the tournament got canceled or something like that. Like, they were having an insane year. So how many guys are still on this team from there? I mean, I could imagine there are a few, especially the guys that took their Corona eligibility the COVID year and stayed on the team. I mean, this is the team that's 2 years removed from that. It's impressive as hell. And honestly, like, you got to feel for Florida Atlantic, man. To be the better team for, I'm not going to say the majority of the game because you blew the lead and they came back in the second half. But again, to be leading the entire second half and for that final shot to be the first lead of the second half for the other team and it's at the end, like, and you're Florida freaking Atlantic, man. I mean, like, you shouldn't even be there and you were in charge of that game, a good portion of it, and that's how you go down. That is just like,
no, and they let one slip. But if you're FAU, then, like, you just said it, like, we're not supposed to be here, and here we are in the Final Four.
Yeah,
like, that's I don't want to crap on not winning the championship. I think we've done a poor job lately of saying, because you don't win the championship
in all sports, yeah,
everything. Because you don't win the championship, you're
bum.
LeBron went to the finals 10 times, like 9 times in a row.
Bum.
This guy is not. He didn't have it. Just LeBron led his team the first year against that Warriors team without Kyrie, without Kevin Love, led the team in blocks, steals, assists, rebounds, and still lost in 6 games. And people said, led every score from either team, and people like, kid just doesn't have it. He's just not the winner.
Well, when I look at the 35-4 Florida Atlantic Owls this year, I definitely think, what a bunch of losers.
Right? You know, and you know why?
You didn't make the national championship game, and you lost like that. What a terrible season.
A big reason is because coming into the season, like, I'm losing what conference they're actually in.
Yeah, I always do too.
I can tell you it's not one that's super well-respected, you know, by the media.
Conference USA, the mighty Conference USA,
I think has a better reputation for football than they do for basketball,
yes,
you know, at this point. And so, probably not a lot of respect from people, so you wouldn't know. How many FAU games did you see on TV, Jordan? Before the tournament?
0.
Joe? You watch college basketball. How many games did you see before the tournament?
You know, it's all just numbers,
and
man.
Okay. I think that's the thing. So, for them, a lot of us feel like they're not supposed to be there, but you look at their record, then yeah, hell yeah, we're supposed to be here. Like, we're a good basketball team, and that's kind of what they were feeling. So, I know it's disappointing, but now Florida Atlantic is going to be on a lot of people's minds as they move forward. They're probably going to, depending on who comes back, they're probably going to start the season ranked within the top 25, and everybody's going to be gunning for them now. That's the bad part of having such a great season, is that now everybody's got you circled on their schedule. But no, you've got to give it up for San Diego State for not quitting. You know, if being down
for
the
real
entire game, that could have went one of two ways. We saw how the Miami game went, and after a while, you know, the opponents just gave up, and so they could have just given up and said, all right, well, we tried, we made it this far, but they fought back, and all it takes is one shot if you're close.
Well, I can't imagine that, like, I want to see what was the biggest deficit at any point in this game, because, I mean, San Diego State was down 14 with 15 minutes left in the game, which,
and down at like 12 at the half too.
Yeah. Yeah, they were down 7, but a dude hit a 3-pointer like right before.
Oh, sorry. So, yeah, that's I walked to the bathroom at that point,
yeah,
and missed it. That's why.
But yeah, I'm seeing 13, 14 points with like 12, 13 minutes left to go. I mean, San Diego State is not a team, like, at that point, you're thinking like, dude, I don't think San Diego State's going to be able to come back in this. I mean, Florida Atlantic, at this point, they've got, you know, 58 points with 12, 13 minutes left. Like, they're looking good, and San Diego State, like, they're, what they hang their hat on is defense, and it wasn't showing up. And then the whole tides turned, and it was San Diego State the rest of the game. I think they outscored them like 30-12 or 30-18 or something like that. I don't know, but it was just insane to see San Diego State flip that switch, essentially. And because I was counting them out, I was pretty reserved with the fact that we were going to see Florida Atlantic in the national championship game.
One of the big turning points in the second half for the Aztecs was the rebounding, especially on the offensive end. I don't know if you guys remember, maybe 12 or 10 minutes to go in the second half, there were three trips to the line for San Diego State. They made the first free throw, missed the second one, got the rebound each time, ended up getting a three or four point possession, I think, grabbed eight offensive rebounds in a stretch of about 4 minutes in the second half. And that's one thing in the NCAA tournament, when the chaos starts happening, you see the terrible team or the team that's given up that 14-0 run, they're not rebounding. And FAU essentially handed San Diego State that game at that point, but also a little bit of help from the referees. I feel like there were three legitimate calls down the stretch. I mean, you could see there's a meme running around on Twitter now. The FAU coach, Dustin May, I think is his name, just like the LA Dodgers pitcher.
Yeah,
he's like, three bad calls. That's three effing bad calls to the referee. And it was obvious. There were a couple of blocks that were called fouls at one end, and then some physicality on the other end. Let go. It's just like, are you serious right now?
Yeah.
Do refs have to, like, I know referees apologize after games all the time, which irritates me. Like, don't apologize to us now that you missed the call. Like, that's stupid. You know, but I'm curious, is there any, like, repercussions for referees that miss those calls or make those calls? Like, is there a fine?
Don't know.
Is there anything? Because if you're a coach or a player, even in the NBA or NFL, like, you say something about the refs, fine. Not even close. Like, can't say anything. But, like, where is the culpability on their end? Because again, if it's costing you a game, if there are really egregious calls down the stretch and there's no challenge plays and stuff like that, like, yeah, that's weird to me.
I don't know. I always have a tough time with the whole refs thing. Like, I get, like, them having a bad day, but the whole, like, I'm on Twitter, everyone like, refs robbed Florida Atlantic. It's like, did they really have, like, there's no agenda or anything against Florida Atlantic where they want to rob them, for God's sakes.
I hear, like, you. You're right. You're right about that.
So, and it's just, like, refs suck, dude. They always suck. They always will suck. They'll never get it, and they're human, so it's, I get if you're Florida Atlantic being upset and a fan of the game if you're watching it, but I don't know. I just try not to let refs get too much into it. Like, what was it, what was the game? I think it was San Diego State, that Creighton game. Well, now you look at it, that's two straight games. They kind of got some benefit. Was it the San Diego State where they got the free throws at the end?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think so.
But that was a good call. Creighton dude had the hand on the hip while he was in there jumping, pushing him away. It's like,
and that happened after a review, quite lengthy. I mean, that was an actual debate. I think I was so frustrated because this wasn't really a debate about these calls. And the referee just essentially turns around and has another bad call the next time around and then willingly calls a foul on FAU, you know, which is kind of ticky-tacky. But then clean block by, what was it, Vladislav, I think the big tall kid's name, the Russian on FAU. Clean block, foul. Are you serious? It's ridiculous.
What kills me, though, you look up refs FAU on Twitter. I'm not even kidding. These are back-to-back tweets. Refs beat FAU. These refs want FAU to win so bad. These refs owe FAU an apology. Refs have the fix in for FAU. Literally, it doesn't, like, no matter who you ask, refs always have the fix in for one team or the other. Like, it's just never. So I hate going the angle of, like, the refs, because, listen, Florida Atlantic, you also choked. Let's be real. You choked.
It shouldn't,
and it's very easy to blame the refs in that situation after you choked.
Tim Donahue, that's all I'll say. It happens. We're crazy if we think it don't, you know.
You spent too much time at UNLV.
Hey, man, I spent too much time watching basketball.
Too much around. You guys are
some of these calls sometimes, like, when we watch games, we all do is, like, are we serious right now? Like, you're not going to call that, but that's a foul on the wrist on the other side. Really?
Exactly. That's the egregiousness to me. You nail it, Rashad.
Now, mind you, even if there's, like, a bad call, the one thing the good refs do, makeup call. Immediately. Bad call. Oh, nope, travel. Going the other way. Okay. Makeup call. Thank you. But when there's no makeup call, it's like, okay. Sometimes I'm like, the fix is in. Absolutely.
Whew. Man, I need a cigarette after that. And I don't even smoke cigarettes. They're disgusting. Like, I remember every moment that I've had one over the last 10 years, and I'm like, why am I doing this?
No, cigarettes don't even look cool.
Why? Dude, I was at the...
Sorry for anybody out there smoking a
only
cigarette.
Only when you're drunk.
You know what's cool?
Bingo.
I was at a convenience store the other day. Those really cool nicotine sticks.
You got all
the
Lucy?
All the different colors and stuff like that. They look like... they almost look like an AirPod case. Have you seen those?
Oh, wait, yeah. Like a vape?
Yeah.
Oh, weird.
I was at this convenience store. I was like, oh, my God. Like, there's so many choices. Our kids are screwed. They're so colorful.
Well, exactly. They're made to appeal to kids.
They are not, because adults don't like vanilla and chocolate and strawberry. It's like, children like these flavors. No, adults like these flavors, too. They're not marketing to children.
But listen, there's no reason to sell raspberry Swisher sweet wraps or anything like that. Adults don't want that. Kids do. Kids like them. They do it and smell. You've seen the commercial. Kid smells like, ooh, it smells like candy and it smells like this. Like, that's why it was made.
Hey, like, I like my adults grape could give Swisher a damn. Sweet wrap. Come
no,
on,
you don't.
Man.
No one likes grapes. You get those when there's nothing else and you have to do it.
I'm a fan.
I'd rather get that than the no flavor Swisher.
I'm a fan.
You guys, not smoking
theology. All right, we'll go to the next game here. It was not much to talk about.
Do we have to talk about this game?
The next one? I mean, we can just, I mean, it's for formality reasons, because we have to then set up the matchup of the national championship game. I mean,
okay,
we can go through it real quick.
I suppose.
Listen, we only got to talk about college basketball like one time a year. All right, we can get through this.
Then
okay?
We should spend our time talking about the star of college basketball.
Quite frankly, this might be the last time we ever talk about college basketball on this show this year, because the national championship is tomorrow. By the time Sunday comes around next week, that's going to be so far off our radar. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess we give our predictions and say what's going to happen in the national championship in the next segment, too. Sound good?
Let's do it.
All right. We're going to do that. Talk about the UConn-Miami game, set up the national championship game. But first, we got Jordan Schultz with SportsCenter Update.
Sports Sunday with Rashad and Joe on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
Throwback to circa 04, 05. WWE Raw was in town. It was a house show, so this wasn't, you know, on the TV. But this music plays. Good old Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Hot Rod.
He shows up in that place, the Moda Center, the Rose Garden at that point, the lid popped off.
Oh, man, I've seen the Hot Rod a couple times here in Portland.
If you haven't seen his appearances on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, he plays like an old wrestler named the Maniac, but he is like legitimately like lost it and borderline crazy. And the guys in It's Always Sunny, like it's... they're always very freaked out anytime they're near him, because he puts off very, like, serial killer vibes. And Roddy Piper plays the part, like, absolutely perfectly.
Man, Roddy Piper was really, really crazy. And here's the cool part. For those of you who don't know, Roddy Piper was our Portland wrestling star.
Yep.
He was the guy, you know, here, and got a chance to go down and see him wrestle a lot of times here in the Northwest. We had some Playboy Buddy Rose, you know. Jake the Snake would come through. Ric Flair came through once before to wrestle Buddy Rose. Like, it's a big deal in the 80s. We used to go all the time.
Yeah. Portland Wrestling. My dad, he speaks about that from back in the day.
It was a great time.
I forget what channel it was on that he referenced, but one of the basic cable channels.
Yeah, I think it was, for me, it was Channel 12 that it was on all the time. You know, KPTV.
What's better, Rowdy Roddy Piper or that UConn-Miami game yesterday?
Rowdy Roddy Piper, 10 times out of 10.
Because UConn, they kept Miami basically at arm's length the entire game. Like, I'm pretty sure they led the entire game. Miami never at one point had a lead. So that basically sums that game up. UConn was just the better team. Quite frankly, they've shown that they are the best team in this tournament.
Yeah.
And even before yesterday, they were blowing out teams. And they've got to be the favorite going in to Monday against San Diego State, you would assume. And, yeah, I think that's who you put your money on to win this game on Monday between UConn and San Diego State. I would love to see the Aztecs pull it off. That is my dream come true, because as a Pitt fan, I've seen UConn do some disgusting things to the Panthers over the last decade and a half, some heartbreaking things. So I'm never rooting for UConn to win a national championship. They've already won 5. All right. They don't need it. They don't need any more. Okay. They're good. San Diego State, on the other hand, this is their first national championship. Let's get one on the West Coast. All right. And yes, Pac-12 will claim this title. Okay.
Oh, okay. We're gonna take any title that comes this way.
We're doing that.
National Ping Pong Championship. That's gonna be the Pac-12s. No, but I mean, UConn has been.
Hey, I hope we can claim that. That'd be dope.
That would be awesome. What the bars and everything to hang our hat like
the Conference of Champions.
That would be awesome. But
Ping Pong Champions.
No, I believe that this game should live up to the hype. Just for me, just because San Diego State has worked their ass off to get here to this point. And like you said, UConn's definitely the best team left. You know, they've been the best team for the past.
They're cooking with gas
the past
right
week
now.
Or so.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they have a real opportunity to go out there and, you know, cement their season as one of the best teams in college basketball. San Diego State, though, you talk about a I don't want to call them a Cinderella because, you know, any team that wins, you know, 28, how many of the games they win? San Diego State for the year?
Oh, I think their record was like, as of right now, they're like 32-5.
Yeah, like when you've lost five
32
games
and six
on the season, like, so you can't tell them that they don't deserve this opportunity to be champions either. The one thing I love about college basketball, I will say this in comparison to football, is that you can get great players at small schools,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, it happens all the time. Very seldom are the best players in college football going to FAU.
Well, there's
right?
a dude named Kawhi Leonard that went to San Diego State.
Very good. But even coming out of high school, Kawhi wasn't like highly ranked like that. He yeah. wasn't like the LeBron top, you know, number one in the country type kid, but he was a kid that was really, really good. And so, you know, that's another thing that happens, man. Those top five kids, top 10 kids, sometimes they fall off the face of the earth because when you're 17 and 18 and, you know, your body is, you know, matured faster than some other kids, by the time you get to college and everybody is good and everybody's lifting weights and everybody's doing this stuff, yeah, some of those kids can get left in the dust, well, you know, quite often. And
oh, sorry to interrupt, but I was like, who was the guy just a couple of years ago, number one recruit, and he went to Memphis, I want to say, with Penny Hardaway.
Oh, was it Wiseman?
No. Maybe.
It was. Wasn't Wiseman one of the kids that went to Memphis?
He did, but this is another player. But basically, he was a top pick.
Amani Bates.
Yeah.
Amani Bates.
Yeah.
He was at Eastern Michigan or something like that
now.
This year. Yeah, and he was, mind you, he's probably going to go top two in the draft because he was killing at Eastern Michigan. I think this kid averaged like something like 24, 25. Like he was a beast out there. But no, but he got in trouble for some legal stuff. He had some guns and some other stuff that kind of took him out of the running of doing.
Yeah. I didn't want to go too off, but that just reminds me of a player. It's like, dude, top, like a five-star exactly. prospect. And now dude is at Eastern Michigan.
So these guys at San Diego State, they're again, when you mentioned the fact that, the COVID year happened. So a lot of those guys took that exception and decided to come back and keep working on their games. And so you got guys on this team that's 21, you know, 22 years old, you know. So, yeah, I think they definitely have a chance to win.
I want to break because I want to have enough time on this and because I feel like this leads to a great point of what we're seeing with the women's tournament right now is star power and Caitlin Clark with Iowa. I want to get to that next because – I mean, what have we talked about with the tournament, college basketball over the last few years is that who are your stars? It's the coaches in men's basketball. Like these right. guys are one and dones, and then you forget. You don't even know who's on your team half the time. That was the problem with Oregon this year, right? Caitlin Clark, on the other hand, she has stolen the show in March from both tournaments. And I want to talk about her. I want to talk about, again, like college basketball as a whole, because I feel like the men's game's got to be looking over at the women's game right now and being like, you know what? They're gaining traction. We're kind of losing it. So let's get to that next. We'd love your thoughts on the fan text line, 503-864-6FAN. That's 503-864-6326. And then in 15 minutes, interview with Xavier Woods, WWE superstar.
Let's go.
On the day of WrestleMania. Let's go. Sports Sunday right here, 1080 The Fan.
I know I'm sexy. I've got the look.
You're listening to Sports Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Sexy boy.
I'm not your boy toy.
God, one of the better themes of all
time.
Shout
out to Jimmy Hart who wrote the song.
And you know what? I read this about Shawn Michaels the other day because right now he has he's got a pretty vicious lazy eye. And someone asked.
Courtesy Chris Jericho.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And someone asked, they're like, well, dude, why don't you fix it? He's like, oh, I don't. He's like, I'm not really in the public light anymore. I'm not really like a public figure. I'm kind of just doing my thing. So my image doesn't really matter to me anymore.
Yeah, he's an old dude now. So.
And I was like, for the dude that was the heartbreak kid and talked about how much the ladies loved him, to now be at the point where, like, dude, I'm rocking this lazy eye, and I don't care.
What happened?
I'm owning my lazy eye.
Chris Jericho, on a segment, put Shawn Michaels' face through a TV, and
like a CTV, a tube TV,
like a you know, a flat one of the screen? Early versions of the flat screen.
Okay.
You know,
so with the panel,
super
and,
heavy
yeah.
and stuff like that.
It came on the wheels and everything.
No, not that one, but it might as well have been one of those. But yeah, went through there.
You need a team of six to carry it into the house.
Cut his eye all open, and it's never recovered. So
retinal damage.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, someone that's doing some damage in the tournament is Caitlin Clark. What a segue. Hey, shout out to Iowa women's basketball, just the entire state. I've come to find out over the last couple of months that women's basketball in Iowa is like a thing, and it's a big thing, a huge thing. And Caitlin Clark, she is the star of the tournament, plural, of men's and women's tournaments. Like, and this is the problem that men's has, is that you don't have these stories and these teams that get built up over years, you know? I mean, hell, man, say what you want about wrestling. They build these stories over months and years, and you have storylines. So, like, when you have North Carolina bringing back some of their star players last year, and they're ranked number one overall. No, I'm talking about the men's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, North Carolina. Yeah, I mean, they go and win the national championship, and then, or excuse me, Kansas. But they bring everyone back, their number one preseason ranking, and it's like, all right, that's something I got to keep an eye on right there, because I know who Baycott is. I know this team, and I want to follow it. And then, you know, obviously they didn't do anybody any favors by having an absolutely terrible year this year in North Carolina. But again, the players, to me, are what make that sport. I don't give a crap about Izzo or Coach K, or, like, I'm not watching the games for these dudes. Like, I'm watching them for the stars, the players. Like, and so when you build these teams and you have people like Caitlin Clark, Sabrina Ionescu,
right,
who build up that reputation over time, it just makes the sport so much better. And I know that they just signed a new CBA, the NBA, and they're not going to change the age from 19 to 18. So we're still going to be stuck in this one-and-done system for a while. But, man, that I wish we were done with it, because men's basketball to get more Caitlin Clark stories, but right now, flowers to her. Did you see that three she drained the other night?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, two steps in front of the
Here's
logo,
the
it seemed like.
Here's
with like
the
a minute
part.
Left.
Dame Dolla College,
dude.
Though.
She's the only player in college that I followed this year.
I mean, rightfully so.
Caitlin Clark, this isn't new. She's been killing all season. Like, and this is kind of this is where the ladies get to really shine in college basketball, is because we've been talking a lot about the men or the boys that are going one and done and then they're out, right? So that's leaving time for ladies to build real stars within college basketball. We've seen over the past few years, obviously you mentioned Sabrina Ionescu. We've seen Asia Wilson. You know, we've seen now all of a sudden.
I don't want to butcher her name, but who was that Notre Dame that hit the game-winning national championship shot a couple of years ago?
Oh, my gosh.
Chime? It's like her name, again, I do not want to butcher it. So
yeah,
that's,
I want to say, I know exactly who you're talking about. Forgive me. I'm going to have to
the sisters.
Figure out how to say it. Yes, say it phonetically. But
yeah.
Yes, no. Like, and so with all the boys not really having as much Duke, good one year, they sucked the next year. You know, Kentucky was good that a couple of years ago with Andy Davis and those guys, but really haven't been able to figure out how to get back to that point, because it's a transitionary type thing. You know, you're here for one year and you're only doing it. It's a means to an end. You're doing it to get to the league for the most part. But because that's happened, man, the ladies have been able to step up and you've been able to see real stars. And to me, this year, Caitlin Clark is the biggest brand in college basketball.
Yeah.
The biggest brand in college basketball. Now that students can get paid and now that all this stuff has happened, there's nobody that's more marketable in college basketball right now than Caitlin Clark.
100%. I agree with you. She got back-to-back 40 burgers in the tournament.
How about this? I just saw a stat. She's one of six players in college basketball since 2000 that in three games has recorded 150 points and 50 assists. Whew. Who does that? Who does that?
Me in NBA 2K.
Like, get me. That's it. MP. MP gets it in on 2K. But outside of that, like, yo. Like, so to watch what she's been able to do and to watch what Sabrina was able to do, you know, just a few years ago. And that's, like, these ladies are not just, they're not hooping like girls. And now hooping like girls is a good thing because they're out there absolutely balling.
I love
really
it.
Getting it in.
Can we please transition the men to 4 10-minute quarters so we get 2 more buzzer beater opportunities like the women have right now?
Yeah,
come on.
That would be good. That would be good. I'm down for that.
Right? It just feels like it adds a little bit more.
I still don't see the point in playing 2 halves. I don't get this.
Yeah, it does.
I don't get the point in playing 2 halves. You play 4 quarters your entire life for the most part, and then you get to college and say, you know what? We're going to switch it up.
We're going
to
go
this whole
4
quarter things doesn't work for me. Like, I don't understand that. It makes no sense.
Yeah, we'll have to do a history lesson in the break.
Still matter.
We'll have to look it up because, yeah, I'm curious. Why did they do that?
To be different? That's a great, I don't know. It's a great question. I don't know.
Just to, I mean, really, if it's just to kind of diversify yourself from the competition, which is the NBA, then cool. But
I love how we're huge sports fans and we're sitting here like, why the hell do they have 2 halves? Like, here in 2020, like, how long have we watched this game? We're like, now asking this question. Wait a second.
These are real questions. Well, like, for a long time, I wondered why can't college play on Sunday or NFL play on Saturday, not knowing there's a whole agreement in place, you know, to say that, man, they won't do that.
And it speaks.
I had no idea.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Sports Sunday with Rashad and Joe on Portland's Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan.
Throwback to circa 04, 05. WWE Raw was in town. It was a house show, so this wasn't, you know, on the TV. But this music plays. Good old Rowdy Piper.
Hot Rod.
he shows up in that place, the Moda Center, the Rose Garden at that point, the lid popped off.
Oh, man, I've seen the Hot Rod a couple times here in Portland.
If you haven't seen his appearances on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, he plays like an old wrestler named the Maniac, but he is like legitimately like lost it and borderline crazy. And the guys in It's Always Sunny, like, it's, they're always very freaked out anytime they're near him because he puts off very like serial killer vibes. And Roddy Piper plays the part like absolutely perfectly.
Man, Roddy Piper is really great. Was really, really crazy. And here's the cool part. For those of you who don't know, Roddy Piper was our Portland wrestling star.
Yep.
Yep. He was the guy, you know, here, and got a chance to go down and see him wrestle a lot of times here in the Northwest. We had some Playboy Buddy Rose, you know. Jake the Snake would come through. Rick Flair came through once before to wrestle Buddy Rose. Like, it's a big deal in the 80s. We used to go all the time.
Yeah. Portland wrestling. My dad, he speaks about that from back in the day.
It was a great time.
I forget what channel it was on that he referenced, but one of the basic cable channels.
Yeah, I think it was, for me, it was channel 12 that it was on all the time. You know, KPTV.
What's better, Rowdy Roddy Piper or that UConn-Miami game yesterday?
Roddy Piper, 10 times out of 10.
Because UConn, they kept Miami basically at arm's length the entire game. Like, I'm pretty sure they led the entire game. Miami never at one point had a lead. So that basically sums that game up. UConn was just the better team. Quite frankly, they've shown that they are the best team in this tournament.
Yeah.
And even before yesterday, they were blowing out teams. And they've got to be the favorite going into Monday against San Diego State, you would assume. And, yeah, I think that's who you put your money on to win this game on Monday between UConn and San Diego State. I would love to see the Aztecs pull it off. That is my dream come true because, as a Pitt fan, I've seen UConn do some disgusting things to the Panthers over the last decade and a half, some heartbreaking things. So I'm never rooting for UConn to win a national championship. They've already won 5. All right. They don't need it. They don't need any more. Okay. They're good. San Diego State, on the other hand, this is their first national championship. Let's get one on the West Coast. All right. And yes, Pac-12 will claim this title. Okay.
Oh, okay. We're going to take any title that comes this way.
We're doing that.
National ping pong championship. That's going to be the Pac-12s. No, but I mean, UConn has been.
Hey, I hope we can claim that. That'd be dope.
That would be awesome. What the bars and everything to hang our hat like
the Conference of Champions.
That would be awesome. But
ping pong champions.
No, I believe that this game should live up to the hype. Just for me, just because San Diego State has worked their ass off to get here to this point. And like you said, UConn's definitely the best team left. You know, they've been the best team for the past.
They're cooking with gas
the past
right
week
now.
Or so.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they have a real opportunity to go out there and, you know, cement their season as one of the best teams in college basketball. San Diego State, though, you talk about a I don't want to call them a Cinderella because, you know, any team that wins, you know, 28, how many of the games they win? San Diego State for the year?
Oh, I think their record was like, as of right now, they're like 32-5.
Yeah, like when you've lost 5 games.
32-6.
On the season, like, so you can't tell them that they don't deserve this opportunity to be champions either. The one thing I love about college basketball, I will say this in comparison to football, is that you can get great players at small schools,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, it happens all the time. Very seldom are the best players in college football going to FAU.
Well, there's
right?
a dude named Kawhi Leonard that went to San Diego State.
Very good. But even coming out of high school, Kawhi wasn't like highly ranked like that. He wasn't like the LeBron top, you know, number one in the country type kid, but he was a kid that was really, really good. And so, you know, that's another thing that happens, man. Those top 5 kids, top 10 kids, sometimes they fall off the face of the earth because when you're 17 and 18 and, you know, your body is, you know, matured faster than some other kids, by the time you get to college and everybody is good and everybody's lifting weights and everybody's doing this stuff, yeah, some of those kids can get left in the dust quite often. And
oh, sorry to interrupt, but I was like, who was the guy just a couple of years ago, number one recruit, and he went to Memphis, I want to say, with Penny Hardaway.
Oh, was it Wiseman?
No.
Wasn't Wiseman one of the kids that went to Memphis?
He did, but this is another player. But basically, he was a top pick.
Amani Bates.
Yeah.
Amani Bates.
Yeah.
He was at Eastern Michigan or something like that.
Now.
This year. Yeah, and he was, mind you, he's probably going to go top two in the draft because he was killing at Eastern Michigan. I think this kid averaged like something like 24, 25. Like he was a beast out there. But no, but he got in trouble for some legal stuff. He had some guns and some other stuff. That kind of took him out of the running of doing.
Yeah, I didn't want to go too off, but that just reminds me of a player. It's like, dude, top, like a five-star prospect, and now dude is at Eastern Michigan.
So these guys at San Diego State, they're, again, when you mentioned the fact that the COVID year happened. So a lot of those guys took that exception and decided to come back and keep working on their games. And so you got guys on this team that's 21, you know, 22 years old, you know. So, yeah, I think they definitely have a chance to win.
I want to break because I want to have enough time on this, and because I feel like this leads to a great point of what we're seeing with the women's tournament right now is star power and Caitlin Clark with Iowa. I want to get to that next because – I mean, what have we talked about with the tournament, college basketball over the last few years is that who are your stars? It's the coaches in men's basketball. Like these guys are one and done, and then you forget. You don't even know who's on your team half the time. That was the problem with Oregon this year, right? Caitlin Clark, on the other hand, she has stolen the show in March from both tournaments. And I want to talk about her. I want to talk about, again, like college basketball as a whole, because I feel like the men's game's got to be looking over at the women's game right now and being like, you know what? They're gaining traction. We're kind of losing it. So let's get to that next. We'd love your thoughts on the fan text line. 503-864-6FAN. That's 503-864-6326. And then in 15 minutes, interview with Xavier Woods, WWE superstar.
Let's go.
On the date of WrestleMania. Let's go. Sports Sunday right here, 1080 The Fan.
I know I'm sexy. I've got the look.
You're listening to Sports Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Sexy boy. I'm not your boy toy. God, one of the better themes of all
time. Shout out to Jimmy Hart, who wrote the song.
And you know what? I read this about Shawn Michaels the other day, because right now he has he's got a pretty vicious lazy eye. And someone asked...
Chris Jericho.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And someone asked, they're like, well, dude, why don't you fix it? He's like, oh, I don't. He's like, I'm not really in the public light anymore. I'm not really like a public figure. I'm kind of just doing my thing. So my image doesn't really matter to me anymore.
Yeah, he's an old dude now. So.
And I was like, for the dude that was the heartbreak kid and talked about how much the ladies loved him, to now be at the point where like, dude, I'm rocking this lazy eye and I don't care.
Well, what happened?
I'm owning my lazy eye.
Chris Jericho on a segment put Shawn Michaels' face through a TV, and
like a CTV, a tube TV,
like a you know, a flat one of the screen? Early versions of the flat screen.
Okay.
You know,
so oh yeah, with the panel,
super
and,
heavy
yeah.
and stuff like that.
It came on the wheels and everything.
No, not that one, but it might as well have been one of those. But yeah, went through there.
You need a team of six to carry it into the house.
Cut his eye all open, and it's never recovered. So
retinal damage.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, someone that's doing some damage in the tournament is Caitlin Clark. What a segue. Hey, shout out to Iowa women's basketball, just the entire state. I've come to find out over the last couple of months that women's basketball in Iowa is like a thing. And it's a big thing, a huge thing. And Caitlin Clark, she is the star of the tournament, plural, of men's and women's tournaments. Like, and this is the problem that men's has, is that you don't have these stories and these teams that get built up over years, you know? I mean, hell, man, say what you want about wrestling. They build these stories over months and years, and you have storylines. So, like, when you have North Carolina bringing back some of their star players last year, and they're ranked number one overall. No, I'm talking about the men's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, North Carolina. Yeah, I mean, they go and win the national championship, and then, or excuse me, Kansas. But they bring everyone back, their number one preseason ranking, and it's like, all right, that's something I got to keep an eye on right there, because I know who Baycott is. I know this team, and I want to follow it. And then, you know, obviously they didn't do anybody any favors by having an absolutely terrible year this year in North Carolina. But, again, the players, to me, are what make that sport. I don't give a crap about Izzo or Coach K or, like, I'm not watching the games for these dudes. Like, I'm watching them for the stars, the players. Like, and so when you build these teams and you have people like Caitlin Clark, Sabrina Ionescu,
right,
who build up that reputation over time, it just makes the sport so much better. And I know that they just signed a new CBA, the NBA, and they're not going to change the age from 19 to 18, so we're still going to be stuck in this one-and-done system for a while. But, man, I wish we were done with it, because men's basketball will get more Caitlin Clark stories, but right now, flowers to her. Did you see that three she drained the other night?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, two steps in front of the Here's logo, the cool it part. Seemed like, Here's with like a cool minute part. Left.
Dame Dull of college,
dude.
Now.
She's the only player in college that I followed this year.
I mean, rightfully so.
Caitlin Clark, this isn't new. She's been killing all season. Like, and this is kind of this is where the ladies get to really shine in college basketball, is because we've been talking a lot about the men, or the boys that are going one and done and then they're out, right? So that's leaving time for ladies to build real stars within college basketball. We've seen over the past few years, obviously you mentioned Sabrina Ionescu. We've seen Asia Wilson. You know, we've seen now all of a sudden.
I don't want to butcher her name, but who was that Notre Dame that hit the game-winning national championship shot a couple of years ago?
Oh my gosh,
Chime. It's like her name again. I do not want to butcher it. So
yeah,
that's.
I want to say. I know exactly who you're talking about. Forgive me. I'm gonna have to
the sisters
figure out how to say it. Yes, say it phonetically. But
yeah.
Yes, no. Like, and so with all the boys not really having as much. Duke, good one year. They sucked the next year. You know, Kentucky was good that a couple of years ago with Andy Davis and those guys, but really haven't been able to figure out how to get back to that point, because it's a transitionary type thing. You know, you're here for one year and you're only doing it. It's a means to an end. You're doing it to get to the league for the most part. But because that's happened, man, the ladies have been able to step up and you've been able to see real stars. And to me, this year, Caitlin Clark is the biggest brand in college basketball.
Yeah,
the biggest brand in college basketball. Now that students can get paid, and now that all this stuff has happened, there's nobody that's more marketable in college basketball right now than Caitlin Clark.
100%, I agree with you. She got back to back 40 burgers in the tournament.
How about this? I just saw a stat. She's one of six players in college basketball since 2000. That in three games has recorded 150 points and 50 assists. Whew. Who does that? Who
me.
Does that?
Me in NBA 2K.
Like, get me. That's it. MP. MP gets it in on 2K. But outside of that, like, yo. Like, so to watch what she's been able to do and to watch what Sabrina was able to do, you know, just a few years ago. And that's. Like, these ladies are not just, they're not hooping like girls. And now hooping like girls is a good thing, because they are out there absolutely balling.
I love
really
it.
Really getting it in.
Can we please transition the men to 4 10-minute quarters so we get two more buzzer beater opportunities like the women have right now?
Yeah.
Come on!
That would be good. That would be good. I'm down for that.
Right? It just, it feels like it adds a little bit
point.
More.
I still don't see the point in playing two
like
halves. I don't get this.
Yeah, it doesn't.
I don't
matter.
Get the point in playing two halves. You play four quarters your entire life for the most part. And then you get to college and say, you know what, we're going to switch it up.
We're going to go
this
soccer
whole four
style.
Quarter things doesn't work for me. Like, I don't understand that. It makes no sense.
Yeah, we'll have to do a history lesson
two
in the break.
Don't matter.
We'll have to look it up. Because, yeah, I'm curious. Why did they do that?
To be different? That's a great, I don't know, it's a great question. I don't know.
Really, if it's just to kind of diversify yourself from the competition, which is the NBA, then cool. But
I love how we're huge sports fans and we're sitting here like, why the hell do they have two halves? Like, here in 2020, like, how long have we watched this game? We're like, now asking this question. Wait a second.
These are real questions. Well, like, for a long time, I wondered why can't college play on Sunday or NFL play on Saturday? Not knowing there's a whole agreement in place, you know, to say that, man, they won't do that.
And it speaks,
I had no idea.
It speaks to what the ladies have done in the college game. And I think you guys are talking about how excited we are about Caitlin Clark, but also just we're wondering, hey, how can the WNBA be as popular as the NBA? I think the ladies' college game has kind of shown everybody a little bit of a blueprint. You know, sans millions of dollars in each league, and the difference is there. That's another conversation.
See, the women in college might be making more than the WNBA.
Exactly. And that, what we're seeing now, I mean, this is the first time ever that this happened, and that is opening up a future that we haven't seen before. I like it.
All right. So San Diego State, UConn. Who are you going?
San Diego State. I want them to win. They've made it this far. Why not go for the gusto? San Diego State.
Jordan?
I'm going with the Huskies and their angry-ass bald coach. That's where I'm going.
All right. I'm going to go with the Huskies as well. I hear you, Rashad. I want San Diego State to pull it off, but I think UConn, they've just been they've been damn good this tournament. And I'm going Danny Hurley and their boys. And then today at 12:30 is Caitlin Clark and those Iowa Hawkeyes taking on LSU and Kim Mulkey. I'm going pure emotion on this. Screw Kim Mulkey. I do not want LSU and her to win the national championship. So go Iowa. Go Caitlin Clark.
If there would be such disappointment for Caitlin to get all the way here and lose. Yeah. Remember, Sabrina didn't win. You know, as great as she
never
was,
got the chance.
She didn't win. And now
she never got the chance because it was the COVID year.
Yeah. So Caitlin's here on the doorstep to be able to do that. All the great women's players, Taurasi, you know.
Do it for Sabrina.
Yeah, do it for Sabrina. So let's go ahead. And I'm going to go ahead and say Iowa takes this one.
Hawkeyes are favored by 3. I've got to make this part of my 3-game parlay today. I won a nice parlay yesterday, so I'm like going double or nothing. Put a $200 spot down on a 3-way today.
Jordan?
I'm going to include this.
It's illegal to bet college sports in the state of Oregon, didn't you know that?
Well, I can do it. I can do it all.
Not in Turks and Caicos on their website.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I can't play anyways because my mom works for the lottery. So it's illegal for me to bet on NBA.
Really?
Yes, I can. I cannot play the DraftKings app.
Is that a thing? Like, if you work for someone in the lottery, if you are related to someone in the lottery,
family cannot.
Oh, that sucks.
So, like, my mom is a lottery employee, which does not allow me to play on any of the, the allowable local Oregon sponsor.
Now, when you say lottery employee, she's not working at like a Dottie Subs, like serving cigarettes and like refilling the video poker machines,
yeah,
right?
God, no. Okay. My mom is awesome. She goes around. she does.
Whoa!
Shots fired at the Dottie's
employees. You're awesome. You're awesome at Dottie's too.
Yeah, well, it's like that. I don't think you're ripping Dottie's. I think you're ripping maybe the clientele at Dottie's, but I think that's what you're trying to do. But my mom, no, she goes around and handles like a lot of accounts and displays and that kind of thing.
Gotcha.
So,
okay. Yeah. That's interesting, though. I didn't know that. Like, if you are immediately related. So what if you go up to Alinea, though? You can place a bet.
Oh, that's fine. I can, you know, I can place a sports bet at Spirit Mountain. I can place a sports bet at Alinea. I get any casino that has a sports book, that's allowed. It's just the issues relating to the lottery app. Can't do it.
Oh, interesting.
So, yeah. No phone stuff. But, trying to decide what my parlay should be. But I think I'm going to have to go Iowa to win, but if I were choosing a bet, I think LSU is going to cover the 3-point spread.
Well, I hope they don't, and I hope there's a scandal with Kim Mulkey and she gets fired and never coaches college basketball again. Sound good?
Jeez.
I could never hang with her, man. I'd fade quickly.
Probably get some cool stories out of her.
Hey, we're up against it. We got to go because we got to get on the clock and start our interview here with WWE superstar Xavier Woods. That's coming up next. Here's hour number 2, Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I know I'm sexy. I've got the looks.
You're listening to Sports Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Sexy boy.
I'm not your boy toy.
God, one of the better themes of all
time.
Shout
out to Jimmy Hart, who wrote the song.
And you know what? I read this about Shawn Michaels the other day, because right now he's got a pretty vicious lazy eye. And someone asked...
Courtesy Chris Jericho.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And someone asked, they're like, well, dude, why don't you fix it? He's like, oh, I don't. He's like, I'm not really in the public light anymore. I'm not really like a public figure. I'm kind of just doing my thing. So my image doesn't really matter to me anymore.
Yeah, he's an old dude now. So.
And I was like, for the dude that was the heartbreak kid and talked about how much the ladies loved him, to now be at the point where, like, dude, I'm rocking this lazy eye and I don't care.
What happened?
I'm owning my lazy eye.
Chris Jericho on a segment put Shawn Michaels' face through a TV, and
like a CTV, a tube TV,
one of the early versions of the flat screen.
Okay. You know, so with the panel,
super
and,
heavy and stuff like that.
It came on the wheels and everything.
No, not that one, but it might as well have been one of those. But yeah, went through there.
You need a team of six to carry it into the house.
Cut his eye all open, and it's never recovered. So
retinal damage,
yeah, something like that.
Well, someone that's doing some damage in the tournament is Caitlin Clark. What a segue. Hey, shout out to Iowa women's basketball, just the entire state. I've come to find out over the last couple of months that women's basketball in Iowa is like a thing. And it's a big thing, a huge thing. And Caitlin Clark, she is the star of the tournament, plural, of men's and women's tournaments. Like, and this is the problem that men's has, is that you don't have these stories and these teams that get built up over years, you know? I mean, hell, man, say what you want about wrestling. They build these stories over months and years, and you have storylines. So, like, when you have North Carolina bringing back some of their star players last year, and they're ranked number one overall.
No,
I'm talking about the men's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, North Carolina. Yeah, I mean, they go and win the national championship, and then, or excuse me, Kansas. But they bring everyone back, their number one preseason ranking, and it's like, all right, that's something I got to keep an eye on right there, because I know who Baycott is. I know this team, and I want to follow it. And then, you know, obviously they didn't do anybody any favors by having an absolutely terrible year this year in North Carolina. But, again, the players, to me, are what make that sport. I don't give a crap about Izzo or Coach K or, like, I'm not watching the games for these dudes. Like, I'm watching them for the stars, the players. Like, and so when you build these teams and you have people like Caitlin Clark, Sabrina Ionescu,
right,
who build up that reputation over time, it just makes the sport so much better. And I know that they just signed a new CBA, the NBA, and they're not going to change the age from 19 to 18. So we're still going to be stuck in this one and done system for a while. But man, that I wish we were done with it, because I men's basketball will get more Caitlin Clark stories, but right now, flowers to her. Did you see that three she drained the other night?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like two steps in front of the Here's logo, the it seemed like. Here's with like a minute left.
Dame Dull of college,
dude.
Now.
She's the only player in college that I followed this year.
I mean, rightfully so.
Caitlin Clark, this isn't new. She's been killing all season. Like, and this is kind of where the ladies get to really shine in college basketball, is because we've been talking a lot about the men or the boys that are going one and done and then they're out, right? So that's leaving time for ladies to build real stars within college basketball. We've seen over the past few years, obviously you mentioned Sabrina Ionescu. We've seen Asia Wilson. You know, we've seen now all of a sudden.
I don't want to butcher her name, but who was that Notre Dame that hit the game-winning national championship shot a couple years ago?
Oh, my gosh.
Chime? It's like her name, again, I do not want to butcher it. So
yeah,
that's,
I want to say I know exactly who you're talking about. Forgive me. I'm going to have to
the sisters.
Figure out how to say it. Yes, say it phonetically. But yeah. Yes, no. Like, and so with all the boys not really having as much Duke, good one year, they sucked next year. You know, Kentucky was good that a couple of years ago with Andy Davis and those guys, but really haven't been able to figure out how to get back to that point, because it's a transitionary type thing. You know, you're here for one year and you're only doing it. It's a means to an end. You're doing it to get to the league for the most part. But because that's happened, man, the ladies have been able to step up and you've been able to see real stars. And to me, this year, Caitlin Clark is the biggest brand in college basketball.
Yeah,
the biggest brand in college basketball. And now that students can get paid, and now that all this stuff has happened, there's nobody that's more marketable in college basketball right now than Caitlin Clark.
100%, I agree with you. She got back to back 40 burgers in the tournament.
How about this? I just saw a stat. She's one of six players in college basketball since 2000. That in three games has recorded 150 points and 50 assists. Whew. Who does that? Who
me.
Does that?
Me in NBA 2K.
Like, get me. That's it. MP. MP gets it in on 2K. But outside of that, like, yo. Like, so to watch what she's been able to do and to watch what Sabrina was able to do, you know, just a few years ago. And that's... Like these ladies are not just, they're not hooping like girls. And now hooping like girls is a good thing, because they are out there absolutely balling.
I love
really
it.
Really getting it in.
Can we please transition the men to 4 10-minute quarters so we get two more buzzer beater opportunities like the women have right now?
Yeah.
Come on.
That would be good. That would be good. I'm down for that.
Right? It just, it feels like it adds a little bit more.
I still don't see the point in playing two halves. I don't get this.
Yeah, it does.
I don't get the point in playing two halves. You play 4 quarters your entire life for the most part. And then you get to college and say, you know what, we're going to switch it up.
We're going to go
this whole
4-quarter
things doesn't work for me. Like, I don't understand that. It makes no sense.
Yeah, we'll have to do a history lesson in the break.
Two halves don't matter.
We'll have to look it up. Because, yeah, I'm curious. Why did they do that?
To be different? That's a great... I don't know. It's a great question. I don't know.
If it's just to kind of diversify yourself from the competition, which is the NBA, then cool. But
I love how we're huge sports fans and we're sitting here like, why the hell do they have two halves? Like, here in 2020, like, how long have we watched this game? We're like, now asking this question. Wait a second.
These are real questions. Well, like, for a long time, I wondered why can't college play on Sunday or NFL play on Saturday, not knowing there's a whole agreement in place, you know, to say that, man, they won't do that.
And it speaks,
I had no idea.
It speaks to what the ladies have done in the college game. And I think you guys are talking about how excited we are about Caitlin Clark, but also just we're wondering, hey, how can the WNBA be as popular as the NBA? I think the ladies' college game has kind of shown everybody a little bit of a blueprint. You know, sans millions of dollars in each league, and the difference is there. That's another conversation.
See, the women in college might be making more than the WNBA.
Exactly. And that, what we're seeing now, I mean, this is the first time ever that this happened, and that is opening up a future that we haven't seen before. I like it.
All right, so... San Diego State, UConn. Who are you going?
San Diego State. I want them to win. They've made it this far. Why not go for the gusto? San Diego State.
Jordan?
I'm going with the Huskies and their angry-ass bald coach. That's where I'm going.
All right. I'm going to go with the Huskies as well. I hear you, Rashad. I want San Diego State to pull it off, but I think UConn, they've just been... they've been damn good this tournament. And I'm going Danny Hurley and their boys. And then today at 12:30 is Caitlin Clark and those Iowa Hawkeyes taking on LSU and Kim Mulkey. I'm going pure emotion on this. Screw Kim Mulkey. I do not want LSU and her to win the national championship. So go Iowa. Go Caitlin Clark.
If there will be such disappointment for Caitlin to get all the way here and lose. Yeah. Remember, Sabrina didn't win. You know, as great
she
as
never
she
got the chance.
She didn't win. And now
she never got the chance because it was the COVID year.
Yeah. So Caitlin's here on the doorstep to be able to do that. All the great women's players, Taurasi, you know.
Do it for Sabrina.
Yeah, do it for Sabrina. So let's go ahead. And I'm going to go ahead and say Iowa takes this one.
Hawkeyes are favored by 3. I've got to make this part of my 3-game parlay today. I won a nice parlay yesterday, so I'm like going double or nothing. Put a $200 spot down on a 3-way today.
Jordan,
I'm going to include this.
It's illegal to bet college sports in the state of Oregon, didn't you know that?
Well, I can do it. I can do it.
Not in Turks and Caicos on their website.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I can't play anyways because my mom works for the lottery, so it's illegal for me to bet on NBA.
Really?
Yes, I can. I cannot play the DraftKings app.
Is that a thing? Like, if you work for someone in the lottery, if you are related to someone in the lottery,
family cannot.
Oh, that sucks.
So, like, my mom is a lottery employee, which does not allow me to play on any of the the allowable local Oregon sponsor.
Now, when you say lottery employee, she's not working at like a Dottie Subs, like serving cigarettes and like refilling the video poker machines, right?
God, no. Okay. My mom is awesome. She goes around. she does.
Whoa!
Shots
fired at the Dottie's
employees. You're awesome. You're awesome at Dottie's too.
Yeah, well, it's like that. I don't think you're ripping Dottie's. I think you're ripping maybe the clientele at Dottie's, but I think that's what you're trying to do. But my mom, no, she goes around and handles like a lot of accounts and displays and that kind of thing.
Gotcha.
So,
okay. Yeah. That's interesting, though. I didn't know that. Like, if you
are
immediately related. So what if you go up to A-Lin-A, though? You can place a bet.
Oh, that's fine. I can, you know, I can place a sports bet at Spirit Mountain. I can place a sports bet at A-Lin-A. I get any casino that has a sports book, that's allowed. It's just the issues relating to the lottery app. Can't do it.
Oh, interesting.
So, yeah. No phone stuff. But, trying to decide what my parlay should be. But I think I'm going to have to go Iowa to win, but if I were choosing a bet, I think LSU is going to cover the 3-point spread.
Well, I hope they don't, and I hope there's a scandal with Kim Mulkey and she gets fired and never coaches college basketball again. Sound good?
Jeez.
I could never hang with her, man. I'd fade quickly.
Probably get some cool stories out of her.
Hey, we're up against it. We got to go because we got to get on the clock and start our interview here with WWE superstar Xavier Woods. That's coming up next. Here's hour number 2, Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.